So I've been pressured. My arm was twisted. I'm getting paid by William to do the Zen talk today. Threatened all of my karma. It's on the line. So I was thinking about what to talk about this morning, and I think instead of getting into some niche technical exposition of what I think Dharma is and some sort of, somebody's past theory, I'll just kind of catch everybody up with how life is going and see how that goes and go from there. Recently moved out to Seattle, so I got out of the military, as you can tell. Beard is coming in. And move over to Seattle, going to grad school for social work. I think the biggest theme when thinking about kind of how to present the changes in my life and kind of what's going on is the idea of self, and selfhood. And so within Buddhism, it's a lot more complicated than I think. There is no self. I think for me, coming up with the idea of like form and emptiness and like in during this move. So moved out here, everything changed, and I feel like nothing changed as well. So like Seattle is very green. It's like Colorado but alive because it has water. And so like there's so much life here. I mean, even concrete has moss growing on it, and so when I was touring the U University of Washington campus, just seeing that life is growing on concrete, like I think it was like a good sign that this is like a gonna be a good transition. And so yeah, let's see where we want to go with this. Started school, and this first quarter is complete. What we talked about was a lot of it was like social justice, social identity, and also kind of what I wanted to get into was the cycle of socialization. I don't know how much work anybody's done or different backgrounds or careers that people have had, but the cycle of socialization being the different institutions, cultures, and social groups and experiences that really create our idea of self and our identity. And so I had to do a presentation on it recently. For myself. Yeah. So have been kind of out of practice a little bit. This is kind of my entrance into practice, and I think through this discussion, we'll find kind of the future of my practice. Yeah, so that was kind of like the overall content of school. Have a side job, and I'm trying to l really get out there and learn and meet new people, build a sense of like a community here in Seattle. A lot of stories. There's a lot of like different things. There's a guy that didn't show up this morning, but might not. A customer at the cafe that I work at, and was reading The Mind of Clover, and like other Zen books in the cafe. And so it's kind of cool. Like there is like that sense of Zen still kind of in, even though I'm not like actively sitting a lot. Yeah. And so there's that. I think it's just like it's really complicated because like through I'm not going to go through my own cycle of socialization like history, but the idea of where is the self, I can't really point to it. And so I had this whole description of growing up as a military brat, not really having a lot of long-term friendships because we were moving around a lot. The Air Force Academy, this kind of like intense military experience, finding Zen through the Air Force Academy, being radicalized at the Air Force Academy through reading Marx and like feminist theory, which is like ironic, interesting turn of events, and then as an officer in the military. And so now as these transition periods of like, where, who am I? You know, military is a huge part of my life, and other things were big parts of my life, and things just changed. So, for example, was Catholic, not Catholic anymore. So, how does that identity as a Catholic still affect me, and how did it formulate me as like a person? And I don't have the answers. I'm still thinking about it, but I think for me is like, one idea is just the experience of it, and that's why I would like to. I offered leading, you know, maybe it's Saturdays once a month, like one Saturday, leading more, and because that idea of the experience of it is like feels more real as opposed to thinking about my identity as some abstract, like, thing in my head, you know, like, or, you know, I'm a military, I'm, you know, officer, you know, I'm somebody that's connected to the military. Well, not anymore. Okay, well, you know, I'm this Catholic. Okay, well, not anymore. You know, well, I'm this, I'm that. No. Like, that doesn't feel kind of like what's true right now. That's not what I'm experiencing for my engagement with the world, right? And so it's just constantly changing. And so the experiencing of it, I feel like a lot comes a lot more fully and like honestly through Zen practice. I mean, even just this morning, having a lot more tenderness around myself and things that are true, and just feeling more comfortable with this body, this brain, you know, like, having a lot more love just from sitting, you know, with the sangha that I, you know, love. So it feels a lot more present, fully, like fully present, after and through Zen practice. I guess it's still interesting to think about. And I was thinking about this morning, and I'll kind of end on this, but you know, those thoughts of who I am and who I would like to be, and all those ideas, I don't want to throw those away too. You know, I think there's like an initial, I like assumption that through Zen practice, I should just discard the not real abstract, you know, thoughts about myself, because that's going to cause suffering. It's like, okay, well, everything's going to cause suffering, but like the idea of who I want to be and who I am, like all those things can, like, once I listen to that of like, for example, leaving the military, like this idea of, well, I kind of want to leave the military. Well, I don't want to discard that. Like years ago, I'm glad I held on to that because now I'm in an environment that like suits me a lot better. You know, just being happy in general is kind of new for me. So, you know, I can like walk around with a smile on my face. So I think there is something like even listening to those ideas, gets better through Zen practice because you can be mindful of, oh, this is an idea of who I am and who I would like to be. I can tell that like something's off here in what I'm saying about myself, or something's right. And oh, that's kind of like, it's kind of juicy. I kind of want to explore that a little bit, you know? That listening to that can bring you towards an experiencing of yourself that really resonates with something. Something of you, something within you, or memories or other experiences that you've had that make you really hold on to this aspect of experience. I don't know if any of that made sense. Of course, I didn't write down any of this beforehand. I'm like, well, I thought it out pretty well. I think I'm good, but we just rambled. So that's all I got. I guess I'll end with, it is really good to see everybody too.